Gracious God, Heavenly Father, as we come to this text, or as this text comes to us, we give you thanks for all of your words of Scripture, especially today, these words of Mary that we come to know in song as well. Let these words have their way with our hearts and grow us in faith. In the name of Jesus, amen. It was a day unlike any other this past Thursday. Long day for many of us. An invigorating day for those 1,000 people that were gathered in the Concordia Center to join with this choir, accompanying Keith and Kristen Getty and their band as we sang our way towards Christmas with carols and lessons. It was a day unlike any other. The day on which Gabriel came to Mary and made the announcement that she was going to bear the Savior of the world, the very Son of God. In fact, Jacob put together some questions for our confirmands a couple weeks ago on Wednesday nights. One of them had to do with, what do you think Mary's first words were when she got the news? Think about that for just a second, okay? What do you think Mary's first words were? And the word came back from one of our group leaders. A common response among especially the girls was, "Who, me?" Sounds about right to me. Who, me? It was a day unlike any other. This day represented in our text when Mary greets her cousin, goes to her house. When Mary encounters this much older cousin who was likewise pregnant, but miraculously, a womb that was as dead, now about to bring forward life, a reminder of another womb, Sarah's, as dead, bringing forth life. And into the life of Elizabeth, into her house comes Mary, who is bearing one who will be dead, but will bring forth life. This is the first meeting this day, unlike any other. The first meeting of cousins, John the Baptist and Jesus, and one of them is so excited to see, to hear, to be in the presence of the other that he leaps, he jumps for joy. It was a day unlike any other, and Mary marked it with her words. Unlike any other. As Rebecca asked the kids, what's your favorite song of the season? Reflect on this song with me for a moment. Mary, Did You Know? You probably heard it on the radio, played many times over and over. Probably, like me, have had time to contemplate that song as you're in the car or at home doing some of those Advent and Christmas preparations. Mary, did you know? And the answer is yes. Mary knew. Mary knew, and that is brought to us in these words, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." With that one word, Mary takes us to the "it is finished" of the cross, even before the birth of Jesus is finished. With that one word, Mary lets us know that she knows that this one who she bears is Savior. And not only her Savior, but Savior of all. And we are moved immediately from a day that is before Christmas. Christmas has not yet come. To that day on which Jesus ascends the cross, to that day on which Jesus dies for the sins of the world, hence Savior, and to that Easter day, a day unlike any other, when from that tomb, now empty, rises Jesus our Savior. And that day throws us back to the day that we are about to celebrate, a day unlike any other, a day towards which Mary is walking, bearing the Son of God, as on that Christmas day, the Word takes on flesh and becomes among us the Savior of the world. Mary cares for the gospel. I was listening to our guest. We had Keith and Kristen Getty here on Thursday night. They have written songs. One of the songs you know very, very well, "In Christ Alone." It's so Lutheran, as Keith likes to say. It's as if he stole the title from Martin Luther, "In Christ Alone." But you know, there's a verse of that song that caused them a lot of trouble, got them a lot of ink, and not a lot of it very positive. It's verse 3, where we sing the truth of the gospel. On that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Nobody wants to talk about the wrath of God. We like talking about a Christmas of presents and cookies and trees and wrappings and songs, but the wrath of God? That's why he came, to satisfy the wrath of God on a day unlike any other, on that Good Friday, so that you and I today can celebrate the fact that we are released from that wrath of God. You and I can address this day unlike most people can address a day. You and I get to come to the God who is interested in Christmas presents, CE, in being among us, not only on that Christmas day, but among us today as you come to this altar and receive his presence in that bread and wine. As you come as one who has been Emmanuel, God with us in the waters of the words of holy baptism. And it is done, his presence among us, that we might lead lives that are unlike any others. That we might lead lives maybe structured around those four Advent candles. We might lead lives of hope and lead lives of hope to a world. Not only in that world, but lives of hope to a world that is in oftentimes hopeless disarray. That we might lead lives of love to and for and in that world for people that don't know what kind of love it is that God has sacrificed on the cross for them. We might lead lives of joy. Joy going beyond mere happiness, but joy being that which is present through all the circumstances of life because it's found in Christ who is present with us. And lead lives of peace. Because the wrath of God was satisfied. Mary knew. Mary knew this day was unlike any other. And it would lead to a life lived like no other. It would lead to a life that would lead to salvation, won by God, our Savior. We rejoice and magnify with Mary, for holy is his name.
He has revealed his glory.
Mary, did you know? She knew. But Mary does not magnify Mary. The words that we read, the song as it's sung, are not words about Mary. They are words about the great things that he has done. And echoing last week's Psalm 126, the Lord has done great things for us, Mary makes it even more personal. The Lord has done a great thing for her, but not only for her. The Lord has done great things for the generations, as Rebecca shared with the kids this morning. Mary knew God's salvation. And the most important question this morning is, do you? Do you know the Savior? Do you know God's salvation? She speaks so that you and I might know, that you and I might believe. This morning, we are privileged to be the receivers of Mary's words, not simply Mary, meek and mild, but Mary, the prophet. Not redemptrix, not co-redeemer, as some would have her be. She is not going to shed her blood for the sins of the world. She is not going to satisfy the wrath of God. But she is the bearer of the one who will satisfy that wrath. And she foretells what God is doing. And she foretells what God is going to do. And in her words, when she speaks of what God is doing, it is as if it is already done. He has done these great things. He has extended mercy. Mighty deeds have been performed, even though this child is not yet born. No mightier deed than those arms spread on the cross for us. He will scatter the proud, lifting up the humble, filling the hungry. Think of 5,000 and 4,000 miraculously fed. Sending the rich away empty because they're already empty unless they know Jesus. Think of that rich young ruler building up his whole life upon his possessions, and Jesus takes that out from under him so that he would be humbled and know that only in Christ alone, is the wrath of God satisfied. He has been merciful and continues to be to the descendants of Abraham, of which you are one, perhaps not by birth, but by the blood of Jesus. And by your adoption into that family through the waters of holy baptism, Mary makes the gospel universal. Mary cares for the gospel. She tells us the whole of the gospel in these few words, especially in that word, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Mary knew. Does the world know? I hope that you know. And know that you can know in these words that are gifted to you by the Holy Spirit through St. Luke and from the mouth of Mary. Because he is not only her Savior, he is your Savior as well. Hear the call to this day on which you get to experience the presence of Christ. A day unlike any other. Hear the call to magnify and rejoice in God your Savior, for holy is his name.